MTD News, I'm Joe Miller. Here's what's happening. Well, initial filings for unemployment benefits in the state of New Mexico dropped last week compared with the week prior. New jobless claims, a proxy for layoffs, fell to 726 on the week ending September 30th, down from 745 the week before. U.S. unemployment claims, 207,000 last week on a seasonally adjusted basis. Alaska saw the largest percentage increase in weekly claims, with claims jumping by 24.3%. Virgin Islands, meanwhile, saw the largest percentage drop in new claims, with claims dropping by nearly 54%. President Biden vetoed a measure from Congress to strip endangered species protections from the lesser prairie chicken in southeast New Mexico. As efforts in the region underway to restore the bird's population, the lesser prairie chicken, listed as endangered, the highest class of federal protection last year in its southern population that spans New Mexico and West Texas, and threatened in a northern population across North Texas, Colorado, Oklahoma, and Kansas. The listing drew outcry from the oil and gas industry amid the Permian Basin in southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Oil and gas operators put on notice that state regulators in New Mexico plan to redouble efforts to enforce air pollution restrictions using a combination of satellite, air, and on-the-ground monitoring this month. The New Mexico Environment Department says it found only 50% of oil and gas facilities in the state complied with the agency's air quality regulations between July last year and July this year, after new rules were enacted last year. These called for more stringent leak detection and monitoring of volatile organic compounds emitted by oil and gas facilities throughout New Mexico, chemicals that form cancer-causing ground-level ozone, also known as smog. That's what's happening. I'm Joe Miller, MTD Radio News.